Hey, Chattanooga, this is Greeny for Mike and Mike. More Press Row continues now on Chattanooga Sports Leader. It's ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Welcome back into Press Row here in the Home Rate Mortgage Studios here at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greeson, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific Thursday. Well, right across the street from where we broadcast tonight will be Shamrocks and Knockouts at the Chattanooga Convention Center presented by Southport Capital. Of course, Brewer Media helping sponsor it as well. Seven total fights. Headlined by Roger Hitman Hilly, who joins us here in studio. Roger, thank you so much. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, first off, I mean, you're just hours away. What kind of goes through your mind here in the final hours before a fight?
Well, I'm really nervous. And I like that feeling. I like to be nervous. It's like if you're not nervous, then it's kind of like walking in front of a car. So, you know, all the work has been done. All preparation has been completed. The hard work has been done. The easy work is getting in that ring.
All right, you're fighting Jerson Ramos from Atlanta. What all do you know about him?
I know he's a right-handed fighter. Likes to stay busy. Moves to his left a lot. I'll be cutting off the ring and staying busy with combinations all night.
All right, now this is kind of a family affair because Ron Bush had a great article in today's Times Free Press about it. Talk about the family connection here tonight.
I have my brother. We're on the same card. I mean, I wouldn't be boxing without my brother. So he was boxing before me, and just to be on the same card as him, and we both be on that big stage is just an awesome feeling.
You said you were nervous, which is good. Do you see yourself getting emotional? Are you gonna be emotional watching your brother and pulling for him?
Yeah, it's a real emotional part of my life. I mean, just it's the dream come true to have your idol. Who brought you into the game, you know, headlining with you and then presenting your talents in front of the whole city is just great.
Roger, this is the first time a lot of our listeners have had a chance to hear you. Talk about growing up here and what sports did you like to do and how did boxing win out as far as the sports you wanted to pursue?
When I first started boxing, I wasn't good at all, but I stayed in it. You know, I wanted to be like my idol, you know, so hard work and dedication. And eventually, you know, I won a couple championships, competed on the highest level the amateurs has to offer. And now I'm chasing my dreams as a professional athlete.
What was your favorite sport when you were really little?
My favorite sport was basketball. I was never good enough, but I liked to watch basketball. And I played football for a little while at Red Bank Middle School. And I never grew, so I was like, I'm not going to play high school football, so I stuck with boxing.
All right, you're listening to Roger Hitman Hilly here on Press Row. Of course, Roger's going to headline Shamrocks and Knockouts tonight at the Chattanooga Convention Center, which is presented by Southport Capital.
Most people call you Roger or Hitman?
They call me Hitman.
Who calls you Roger? Who still calls you Roger?
My family will call me Roger, or they'll call me Junebug, but most of my friends who know me, they'll be like, hey, what's up, Hitman?
All right, Hitman, way more intimidating than Junebug.
Yeah, I like to say so, yeah. Don't nobody know that either.
Now you you and your brother both had some tough times growing up. All the hurdles you've cleared and now having the chance to climb in a professional sports like this, do you kind of catch yourself getting emotional about how far you've had to come to get to this point and the opportunities that you now have?
Actually, I had a breakdown this morning. You know, I was looking myself in the mirror and I was like, I really can't believe that, you know, I'm a professional athlete now. You know, everybody who comes tonight, they're coming to see me and my brother. And it's just, it's unbelievable that I've achieved this. And this is only the beginning.
Right. Now, And I know we're still hours away. The walk-up crowd is more than invited. There's tickets still remaining at the convention center downtown. It's $20 to walk in. You're going to get your money's worth. There's seven bouts on the card. If that 30 minutes beforehand, are you the quiet type, or do you start bouncing around? How are you? I mean, are you listening to music? What are you doing, knowing that you're about to go fight another professional in a matter of 30 minutes.
In that moment, it's like I can hear a pin drop in my head. Like, even though the crowd's going crazy, inside my head, it's like a dead silence. And I'm just thinking about what I'm going to do. I'm thinking about what he's going to do. And I just feel superior.
I understand it. I mean, that's cool. That's amazing stuff. Is there something, I mean, because you're now to a place that you're so good at this, and you talked about not starting out, you weren't really... Did other guys beat up on you? When you were starting out, did you take some punishment?
Oh yeah, I took a lot of punishment. I got my nose busted all the time, black eyes, you know. But I still kept going back to the gym because I wanted to be like my brother.
Now, are you circling back and finding some of those guys? Or are you like saying, hey, I remember
I
you.
Couple,
I remember you.
I got
you
a couple guys
club.
On my hit list.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
The hitman has a hit list. I'm not on that, am I? I'm not on that.
Nah,
okay,
no,
good.
You're listening to Roger Hitman Hilly, who headlines tonight's Shamrocks and Knockouts at the Chattanooga Convention Center, presented by Southport Capital. His brother, Joseph Francisco, is going to be fighting. Not only is he fighting on the same card, he's fighting Ronnie Watson from North Carolina, who you waxed in December. Now, what advice are you giving your brother about Mr. Watson?
Well, I really don't think my brother needs it. My brother is very skilled. He's very fast. He has a great head movement. So he definitely lives up to the name.
All right, your name, Hitman. Have you looked back at Thomas Hitman Hearns and the career he had? Do you look back at him? And because he was my favorite during that time.
Yeah, I love Thomas the Hitman Hearns. I hope that I can live up to that kind of standard. But I go back and watch fights like Robert Duran, fights like that, and Marvelous Hagler, and those are the kind of fights that I want in the city of Chattanooga.
We talked about your first professional fight and how against Ronnie Watson. That was also in the convention center. What is the next step? You've got a couple more fights at the convention center. What is the next step as far as increasing your brand to where you can market yourself outside of Chattanooga and expand yourself, getting on a successful run here?
Well, I'm going to have to go to different training camps and get with other teams in preparation and get a state title under my name. So that's my next goal.
Okay.
Now, Hitman, you were talking about your brother and how proud you are of him. Joseph is here with us in studio here at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Joseph, first, how excited are you to get back in the ring tonight, your first time back in 7 years? And secondly, how proud are you of your little brother?
Oh, man, it's a great feeling to be back in the city and performing in front of the home crowd. I'm overwhelmed with joy and excitement and love for the things that my brother have done and the things that's ahead of him. And I'm really, really looking forward to seeing what's going to come out of this, man, because I know it's a big journey and a big prize at the end of this for us.
Well, Joseph and Roger, thank you so much for joining us again tonight. Shamrocks and Knockouts, expecting a crowd of nearly 1,000 at the Chattanooga Convention Center, presented by Southport Capital. 7 total fights. These 2 are the headliners. There'll be 5 amateur fights. There's even a women's fight. So it is a busy, like Jay said, for $20, that is a lot of action that you can go see. So Roger and Joseph, thank you so much and best wishes. And we look forward to talking to you down the road.
All right, thanks for having us.
All righty. 648-1051 is the Hardee's hotline. We'll reopen that when Press Row returns here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.